Welcome to The Gospel According To with Ryan and Mike, a conversation designed to explore what makes the gospel good news in various books and topics of the Bible.
Isaiah 40, verses 12 through 31. Who has counted the handfuls of water in the sea, measured off the sky with a ruler, gauged how much dust there is on earth, weighed the mountains on scales, or the hills in a balance? Who has measured the spirit of Adonai? Who has been his counselor, instructing him? Whom did he consult to gain understanding? Who taught him how to judge, taught him what he needed to know, showed him how to discern? The nations are like a drop in a bucket. They count like a grain of dust on the scales. The islands weigh as a little specks of dust. The Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, or its animals be enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are like nothing. He regards them as less than nothing.
With whom then will you compare God? By what standard will you evaluate him? An image made by a craftsman, which a goldsmith overlays with gold, for which he then casts silver chain? A man too poor to afford an offering chooses a piece of wood that won't rot, then seeks out a skilled artisan to prepare an image that won't fall over.
Don't you know? Don't you hear? Haven't you been told from the start? Don't you understand how the earth is set up? He who sits above the circle of the earth, for whom its inhabitants appear like grasshoppers, stretches out the heavens like a curtain, spreads them out like a tent to live in. He reduces princes to nothing, the rulers of the earth to emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely their stem taken root in the ground. When he blows on them, they dry up, and the whirlwind carries them off like straw. With whom then will you compare me? With whom am I equal? Asks the Holy One. Turn your eyes to the heavens. See who created these things. He brings out the army of them in sequence, summoning each by name. Through his great might and his massive strength, not one of them is missing.
Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from Adonai? My rights are ignored by my God. Haven't you known? Haven't you heard? That the everlasting God, Adonai, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not grow tired or weary. His understanding cannot be fathomed. He invigorates the exhausted. He gives strength to the powerless. Young men may grow tired and weary. Even the fittest may stumble and fall. But those who hope in Adonai will renew their strength. They will soar aloft as with eagle's wings. When they are running, they won't grow weary. When they are walking, they won't get tired.
Thanks for listening to the Gospel According To podcast. If you have any questions about what you heard today, please send us a voice message. We would really love to hear from you. Make sure you follow us on social media, subscribe, and click the bell to get notified when we drop a new episode. Until next time, and for all time, your God reigns.